Boston University women's soccer scores the most goals in a single game in 7 years. Final score is 6-1 in favor of the Terriers. We're now joined by head coach Casey Brown. Coach, overall thoughts on how you felt your team performed?
Well, I think that's a nice stat. I didn't know that. I thought we were really good today. I thought our attack was really gelling, create a lot of dangerous opportunities, but obviously we also had to be super clinical to be able to convert that. So really, I'm happy for the girls. Great team performance. We needed everyone today, and the girls really brought it. But definitely thought we were the aggressor and came out strong, but wanted to build on a first half performance, and I thought we did that in the second half too. So great day for us. Big 3 points.
Open up to questions.
And then conference play has gotten a lot better for you guys than that early season non-conference slate. What's the mentality there?
Our mentality has always been this is a process, and we want to keep building on performances and just keep getting better every game and every week. And as we told the girls, this game isn't an accident or an anomaly. It's a progression and a build-up and a process of other games and other moments. So that's the way we view it, is we're just going to keep going one game at a time.
Your girls scored like 2 goals from the start of the second half. What was the strategy behind that?
Yeah, well, I think at the end of we felt like the first half was really good. So going into halftime, we felt a confidence, but we also felt a level of like urgency and hunger to get more. So I think when the whistle blew in the second half, it was like almost hold us back out of the gates. We were really eager to get at them. And I thought obviously we started very well in that second half, which completely dictated and changed the rest of the game.
And then Mari Porta has outpaced her goal scoring from last season by 2 goals in only 9 games so far. What growth have you seen from her from last season?
Yeah, it's big time. So happy for her. She's in great form right now. You know what? She's a kid that just does everything right. She's so coachable and she wants feedback. So same as our mentality, but she keeps building on performances. So we're thrilled for her.
Coach, how did the energy from Alumni Weekend and having nearly 40 members of past teams and families on hand energize this team?
It's amazing. I think you can hear some of them in the background, but the energy's still going. They're awesome. We're so proud. Obviously, for me as an alum, too, I'm so proud of this program and all the family atmosphere that this is and the current team, but it extends through our alums. So to have them here is everything for us. It's such a special day. I'm glad we're able to make it the most for them on Nickerson and earn 3 points and put on some goals as well.
Now joined by Margie Porta, who had 2 goals in the Terriers 6-1 win over Lehigh. Margie, first off, how does it feel to get the win on Alumni Weekend and during the Pride game here at Nickerson Field?
Yeah, we've been away for the last 4 games, so it feels good to be back on Nickerson, and especially getting our first win here is super exciting and just builds a lot of confidence and momentum for us, I would say.
Open it up to questions.
Gabby with the Daily Free Press, when you're in a groove like this, does it feel any different when you're stepping on the field?
Doesn't necessarily feel any different, but I think the team just feels more confident. We're more excited to just get out there and play together, and I think that's the biggest part, is when you're winning, you're having fun and you're enjoying it, and I think that's like one of the most important parts of it.
Yeah, and your production's been pretty impressive lately. What are your teammates doing that are supporting those levels for you?
I think we're playing at just a super high quality right now. Obviously, we faced a lot of challenges in the preseason, pre-conference games. So I think now we're getting in that groove, and we're learning what each other's preferences are, what type of balls we want and behind. So I think just learning from each other is the key to it.